This is the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, founded in 1988. The website is mbeinstitute.org, first launched in 1995. The Institute is named in honor of Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer, founder, and leader of Christian Science, and also the author of the textbook Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The first edition of the textbook was published in 1875. Mary Baker Eddy's lifespan in visible form covered the period of July 16, 1821 through December 3, 1910. She discovered Christian Science in 1866. Christian Science was essentially the discovery of the science of the healings of Jesus. On page 146, she states that divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system. And on page 330, she indicates there are 32 planks to the platform of the system of divine metaphysics, and they are detailed in 32 topics, beginning on page 330 through the end of the chapter, page 340. And she states that if both the letter and the spirit are understood and lived, that the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. And what that means is that healing will come forth. In other words, healing is a result, a natural result, of having a correct understanding of what God is, what man is, and the relationship between God and man, which is basically that God is the source, and the source includes the manifestation, and the manifestation, in this case being man, is the spiritual image and likeness of God. The purpose of prayer treatments from the Mary Baker Eddy Institute is to explain how the system of divine metaphysics operates and to give you a specific plan of study on how you can obtain an increased understanding of God, man, the relationship thereto, and the system which enables one to improve their spiritual level of understanding and therefore will bring forth the results, which is healing. From the period of 1866, the discovery of Christian Science, and 1910, there were millions and millions of individuals who began to gain a better understanding and therefore produced healings as a result of their increased understanding, and a small token sampling of the healings that have been published in the Christian Science Journal from 1883 through 1910, and the Christian Science Sentinel, which was approximately 1890 through 1910, are published in the last 101 pages of the 700-page textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. There are 85 different testifiers. Each one had approximately 6 healings, which are related in that last 101 pages. We have a presentation entitled Effective Healing and 3 other ones entitled How to Heal Everything, and that's in 3 parts. And between those 4 presentations, one is able to see the step-by-step process that is suggested, which will enable them to bring forth healings of anything whatsoever that they may face. It's only a matter of improving one's spiritual understanding, as noted, of God and man and the relationship thereto. And of course, that includes understanding the nothingness of everything that is opposed to God. Since God is all, that means the only reality is God-like. And therefore, anything that is not God-like is unreal. Following are a few quotes from two notable people that studied Mary Baker Eddy's discovery. In alphabetic order, the first one is Clara Barton, who was the founder of the American Red Cross. She stated that Mary Baker Eddy did the greatest good to all of humanity, and that Christian Science was the most potent factor in religious life. The second one is Professor Albert Einstein. He was most noted at his early age in his career of physics, wherein he discovered the relationship in relativity between mass and time. And his famous formula is E equals MC squared. He said this about Mary Baker Eddy: "Blessed art thou, because everything that really is in this book." He was referring to Mary Baker Eddy and the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. He was good friends with a Dr. Underwood, who was on the Atomic Energy Commission, and everyone on that commission passed on as a result of radiation, except for his friend Dr. Underwood. And when Einstein inquired how did he escape death as a result of the radiation, he said, "I've learned about Mary Baker Eddy and her discovery of Christian Science, and I was healed through Christian Science." This has been a brief introduction, which is appropriate as an introduction to all the prayer treatments on the website, and there are over 500 of them, of every topic you can imagine. This is the end of this introduction to the prayer treatments.